This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. If you want some delicious barbecue for lunch today, you're in luck. Today is a Farmer's Grain Customer Appreciation Cookout at the Fillmore location. Here's Spencer Jensen with more information.
The Nokomis FFA is going to be grilling for us, and you can take a look around. We just built another new bin this year to handle all your storage needs. And we just want to say thank you to all of our customers. So come by, have a good day, and hang out for a few hours. And we can also get our online portal system set up for customers as well. So hope to see you all there.
The dispute in the trucking industry about the hours of service is nothing new. This issue has been in the mind of those involved in the trucking industry for months now. I talked with Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Trucking Association, about where the hours of service is headed now.
Realize, hey, we are short drivers. We could use an extra 50,000 plus drivers in this country right now. Mm-hmm. Today, if 50,000 people wanted to drive a truck and they were qualified and they were licensed, they could go to work today. And that's everywhere from local drivers to the over-the-road drivers. But, you know, it's hard to find them. I mean, it's just not there. And so we got to be able to make good use of the people we have and to make them more productive, not to skirt the rules and not to, change the limits in terms of how much they can drive, but just let them make better use of it. And, you know, the way the rule used to be that way, you know, 15 years ago, the rule used to allow the drivers to split up their time. But, you know, people said, well, from a safety standpoint, we want them to do this and do that. You know, we come back and say, well, you know, in the last 15 years, you know, we've seen dramatic improvements in terms of truck safety. We've seen dramatic improvements in the efficiency, the safety efficiency of the truck itself. It has, you know, better brakes. You know, they have ABS brake systems in the trucks and the trailers. They got collision avoidance systems. I mean, they just handle better. They're, you know, and all these things. But the problem is that we're still using truck driving rules that were written, you know, back in the 60s. So, you know, we'd like to move ahead on this, and it would benefit everybody.
In local events, the Tri-County NT Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop, located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops discussion. At 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. Be sure to tune in next week to hear updates from Iowa. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.